And the places that can get more flooded are the very places that can get more affected by fashions. And we ought to take into account that the more prolific we become, the more virus will come to bug us. And the further we think we go, the closer we come to an overwhelming civilization. And what is most painful is to know what love others need, but being unable to do so. And the leader is not who keep resources for his own interest, but is the one who is wise enough to know how to deliver them. And in our lives we ought to learn to keep straight and to learn to go astray and to learn how to use the two skills accordingly. And the more the virtual movement will be enabled, the more the physical one will be hindered. A new ideology shows the real victim of the past, but as for the current victims, they're just those who want to play the martyr. If only humans would be able to get their poetic self out, they wouldn't need to roar with their more or less destructive technologies. And the first sign of tyranny is that we get hindered to manifest even the most noble sides of us. And even if most sincere, we will sound a default to the arrogant ears of the mediocre social person. And without even perceiving it or letting others perceive it, our spiritual endurance will encapsulate us in an aura of total wisdom. We ought to learn to process the raw reality without the addicting sophistications so much hindering our senses. And by being more autonomous, our natural burden increases and therefore our outcome becomes more essential. And we worry about getting a pure nature on our skin or through our body, yet we should only worry about getting a pure nature out of our own soul. And our destination is what we made of our journey and not where other people told us to go to. And if the wilderness is all gone, humans have certainly managed to re-evoke it, even if only in small bits. And if we make it a point to stick to what we conceive to be the most challenging way, we can be sure there won't be any temptations to stop us. And ignorant people can be distinguished as those who are really after doing something bad obsessively. And towards the end we might still have the energies to start something new, yet our real talent would be that of completing something we have previously started. And intuition is not only our ability to go forward, but also the ability to go back to places we have previously discovered. And as we might go back to our roots, we might find them completely dried out and might have barely the energy to start our new roots. And in our social commitment, we neglect the formation of the self, and in turn, culture degenerates. And right, the second generation of an anti-conformist ideology inaugurates a neo-conformism. And with whatever revolutionary change we can hope for a temporary relief sinking back into the previous misery. and the one culture we became acquainted with is a culture of trying to suit all the official parties. And a true joy can only be derived by the link we are able to establish between our own nature and nature at large without any social mediation. And rather than dissipating ourselves into other frameworks, an extension of ourselves can be the antenna we need to orient our human nature. And enlightened with the divine, if we are not allowed to shine when we are supposed to, we'll find a different way. And humans ought to realize that all they need is a philosophy that enables them to appreciate their own reality. And without a framework, history will drain us, and this is why we ought to devise our own. And right, because we have investigated our nature, we can scorn conventions and display much anarchy. And our sole purpose is to contemplate the passage of time so as to exalt its magnificence to the new offspring. And the most meaningful conquests are those done without a caravan of servants facilitating our way in and hindering our retreat. And it is coexisting while fully manifesting our spirituality that we can fully exist. And finding a universal joy in the shed we have built to contemplate our solar existence, we only have to make sure that human greediness won't erect itself in front of it. And right, because there is harvesting, those who graze have to confine their nomadic instinct. And if politics do not affect us directly, they do affect us by imposing either too tight or too broad borders. And as we can affect the surrounding with our spiritual culture, we shall transplant it where it is most needed, and that is where religion and politics dominates. And in one point of time, humans may agree or disagree with what another human has said in another point of time, yet this will keep on changing. And humanity can only be found and preserved where it is small enough to be scaled with it. And if we are truly to deal with ourselves, we'll have enough work as the head of a nation, just more spiritually rewarded. And at last, is not the social distribution of natural resources, but our adaptation to it that is most compromising to our human nature. And only by keeping our personal memory fresh, we can avoid the horrific devastations that the collective memory sets forward. And in the end, what deeply corrupt the poetry of life are the politics of life. And the freedom from any ideological framework also implies that we can easily become the victim of it unless we develop an awareness. And right, the winners call revolution their own civil wars, and civil wars the one revolution of others. And both within and around us, what we ought to find is an element of catharsis, and that is the getting in touch with our solar nature. And in moments of tenderness, we are just unconsciously preparing for harsh moments to come, and vice versa. And with the decay in a modern civilization, we are left. We neither the traditional family we have abandoned to embrace socialism, nor the social apparatus. And ideals are just ways of spotting artificial lights into the darkness. Yet, right in this darkness, we shall try to project whatever nature residing within us. And inevitably, who speculates become a subject of speculations. And the battle we set up to gain any form of social credits is the ugliest, while the most beautiful is our renunciation. And just because we get so socially miserable, we can become so naturally playful. And right, because we have stopped contributing, what we have previously contributed becomes an invaluable contribution. And according to our nature, we ought to set for ourselves the tasks that prevent us from going mentally astray. And the very catharsis that can be actuated by improvising our own spontaneous masks is now boycotted by the masks imposed by governance. And only if we are subject to a flow, we can put our restless feeling at rest. And if in the first place the governance narrative wanted us to comply in order to survive, now it wants us to comply in order not to die. And the true artist can be labeled with all possible syndromes, other than he can decide how and when to manifest them.